Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's get to the stadium, because today minority owner Mark Ein was on The Fan. It's not very often. In fact, it's exceptionally rare that any of the members of the ownership group come on our radio station. Kind of lay low, don't do a ton of interviews. Josh Harris speaks and takes questions as often as an owner should. I'm not knocking him. Dan Snyder didn't speak or ever answer questions, and Josh Harris does. But understandably, the minority owners don't talk very often. But Mark Ein is heavily involved in the tennis landscape in D.C. He's got a tournament coming to the city, so he was promoting that on the Junkies, and they obviously took the opportunity not only to ask about the tennis tourney, but to talk about the Commanders as well. And the stadium came up on the Junkies with Mark Ein today, which I found interesting because this is now the debate playing out publicly. You've got the team and the mayor and some of the council members, plenty of support, but not enough, suggesting this is a really good deal. It's a no-brainer, and it's got to happen. And then there are currently more council members than needed to oppose the stadium and not allow it to happen that are coming out to say they're not willing to vote yes on giving the land in D.C. to the stadium operation. One of those councilmen is Robert White, who was on our show in studio a couple of days ago. But I want to play the audio from both sides here. A day after the mayor was on television, Danny, on Channel 4 yesterday, with Mark Seagraves doing an exclusive interview, where she told him, this is not about a first offer and where we end up debating with the Commanders on what the stadium looks like. This is the offer. Mm-hmm. This is going to end up, according to the mayor, and the way she was suggesting, it's very likely being this offer, or they take their ball and they go home. So what she was saying, and the message she was sending, I thought, I don't know if you'll disagree with this, to the council people, like Robert White, who says, I don't like this deal. I'm willing to make a deal, but it's got to be better than this deal. The mayor on television, and this was yesterday, was saying they've got to wrap their heads around the idea that it's this or nothing, possibly. And so if it is true that it becomes this or nothing, then the Robert White idea of, I don't like this deal, I won't agree to this, but I'd agree to something else if they give me these consolations, well, then maybe that's not reality, right? Mm-hmm. But don't you think that's kind of where we're at? Is she's now positioning as, oh, I get it. You guys want your thing. You want to keep adding to this. But prepare yourself for the possibility of the team saying, we could just do Maryland.
I think that's the tenor now. I think there's, again, the I put them in the on the no side, but it's not, there's more nuance to it. Some are no, but with the exception of this line item, if you fix this line item, I'm making this up. If the team pays more than $1 a year per in rent for whatever the time frame is, if they pay $100,000 a month in rent for the amount of time, they'll still make plenty of money. But if we get that, then I'll say yes. So those are the no for now people as is. But I'd like this line item changed. I get the sense that you're not getting the chance to review line items. The deal is the deal, and we've got a limited amount of time. It's an expiring offer, right? So the people that are no on the fence but could be a yes with a tweak or two, the parking garage or this tax or that tax or this amount of upfront, it's basically saying, we're not going to do the negotiation thing. This is part of the big old budget that's coming. Say yes, or we don't get it.
So I also wonder, though, when you say no for now, because that's totally what they're saying. They've said it on our show.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Allen, no for now.
Yeah, there's some people that are just no.
Right. Robert White, no for now. Mm-hmm. And he told me, you're saying I'm a no. I'm a no for this deal. I'm not a no, period.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Mendelson said the same thing. I said, so you're a no. I said, no, I wouldn't say I'm not a no. I'm a no right now, but they could change it. So was Louise Lucas, if you remember, in Virginia. She was a quote unquote, I'm going to use air quotes, no for now. And then they gave her the money she wanted for whatever she wanted. And she was still a no for something else. And then they said, well, we'll do that. And she was a no. You can claim that you're a no for now, because you know it's not that fun telling people you're the party pooper, telling people you don't want the stadium. So I don't know Brianna Nadeau. She hasn't come on our show, and mm-hmm. to my knowledge, hasn't talked to anybody about this other than sending a statement.
Gave a statement, yeah.
Bothers me, but no one else seems to care. But it seems to me like, and I'm assuming, and she might be upset that I'm now saying this, and I'm wrong, but that's what happens when you don't give your opinion publicly, is I'm assuming that she's a no, period. Like $1 is too many dollars to a billionaire.
Based on her statement, I would agree with that.
That's all
she
says.
I don't want the stadium.
Yes, your statement speaks for you when you're not speaking to us. So that's my assumption, is she's just a no forever. But most people don't want to come out and say, absolutely not, I'm never going to give you $1. So they're no for now. So that's Allen, that's White, that's Mendelson. And maybe they do come around. I have no idea. But I have to acknowledge that you could also be a no forever who just says, I'm a no for now. Does that make any sense?
It makes perfect sense. So all we can do is take people at their word. And then if they let us down in that way, where it's the goalpost move, so to speak, to borrow a football analogy, then you go, okay, I'll call you out on that. But when someone says, again, I'm just making this part up, I could get down with this if we got $1 per car for all the parking garage spaces that we're going to build. DC is supposed to build a parking garage for whatever the hundreds of millions it is. The team gets all the revenue, even for things that aren't games. What if we got $1 a car? What if we got $10 per car or $4 per car or something? And then I'd say yes. I mean, who knows where the nuance is? And I think the frustration from the council, and again, this is why you and I got into this, to talk about the city council and the inner workings of politics. But I think the frustration is we're not getting a chance to say, hey, this is our red line. What about what we could fix this? We could amend that and change this, because it's part of a big, larger budget thing that hasn't been delivered yet for a million reasons that are above our pay grade to figure out why. And now the next thing you hear, instead of details about it, is a deadline. So it's like, it sounds more and more like we're talking about it's take it or leave it.
Sure. I understand their frustration. I would also point out they wouldn't have the land without the team, and mm-hmm. that the land was given to the city under the understanding that there would be a stadium there by the federal government. Now, that doesn't mean there has to be, because let's face it, it was kind of shady that the federal government had the land anyway, and it should have been DC's land. And if they want to use it for something else, they should be allowed to. But I'm just acknowledging everybody in the room here and everything in the room,
mm-hmm.
which is the team got you the land. But today, Mark Eyne, the owner, a minority owner for the Commanders, was on these airwaves, and he talked about the stadium with the Sports Junkies.
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys have seen what the team's put out, and making this an extraordinary fan experience, just like we've been talking about at the tennis. But one of the best fan experiences in football is, you know, one of the top priorities. Thinking about it from the pregame to the postgame and the entire experience. Again, interestingly, talking about tennis, about how you turn it into an incredible full day experience that you're excited about from beginning to end, is sort of the mission. And, look, there's a lot of considerations and trade-offs you have to make, because also this has to be a thriving community every day of the year. I mean, that's really something that we feel passionate about, and obviously the city does too. And I think in the end, it's going to be one of the great sporting experiences going to that site when it's finally built.
Minority owner Mark Eyne with the Junkies earlier today. He also talked about the possibility of this not working out. Jason asked him the question, like, this is plan A. Do you have a plan B? Are you guys willing to pivot if need be? This is what he had to say.
Let's just say it doesn't happen. And maybe it's a very small percentage chance that it doesn't happen. What's plan B?
Let's just stick to plan A.
Okay. All right.
So, I mean, look, I don't want to, like, people have said, we really did have a lot of options here and a number of good options. This was the one that we were all from the beginning the most excited about. And we really do think it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
If for some reason it didn't happen, there's obviously, you know, you always have backup and contingencies, but we're really focused on plan A.
His point was it's going to work out because it's a good deal.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's the opposite of 2 days ago, what Councilmember Robert White said on our show when he made it very clear he thought it was not a good deal. And so that is the public juxtaposition that's playing out right now. This was Robert White in studio with us on Grant and Danny on how he views the deal.
Think about, what was it, maybe 30 years ago, do we think that the Washington football team was saying to Landover, hey, we're going to build the stadium and it's going to be desolate around there? No, they were saying it's going to bring in a lot of revenue. It's going to spark all this type of investment, but it's not. And Maryland is not, Prince George's County is not heartbroken about losing the team. So, you know, that's why I have to make sure we're making a sober decision. And because this isn't my background, I've reached out to economists around the nation. And what they have told me is that they've seen no deal as bad as this. And I keep asking economists, can you point me to somebody who can tell me how this is a good deal? I've yet to find that economist. And if that economist is listening now, reach out to me, rwhite@dccouncil.gov. Like, I'm trying to get smart, but I've yet to find an economist locally or nationally who says anything other than this is a really bad deal for DC
really?
Taxpayers.
Despite the fact that they're paying for 3/4 of it, which is pretty unheard of in a split with a city.
That's right. But this is also the second highest public investment in a stadium.
Danny, we are almost at 1 month since that original press conference.
Mm-hmm.
And it was treated a lot like the Virginia press conference for the Caps and the
Wizards. A lot of spiking of the football, a lot of celebration, right?
We did it. Woohoo! The Commanders are coming back to the city. And now the battle's being waged here a little bit. The question we've got for you guys right now as we take your temperature, do you think this is going to happen? There is a July 15th deadline that I would say is in peril at this point based on the lack of overall progress. According to White on our show, they still haven't gotten the budget. They still haven't started to move forward getting the information they need to start the meetings that would lead to them okaying this before July 15th. So the narrative from the no side is July 15th ain't happening. So let's say you push that into August or whatever that looks like. That's fine. That can be part of this. Is this going to happen in your opinion, yes or no? Is this just a lot of politics which has to play out here?
Yeah.
But eventually everyone's going to get what they need. They're going to come together and get this done. Or could this go the way of Leontis at National Landing?
So to me, the fact that the leverage by the team has kind of been given away here. Everybody's pretty clear. This is what we want. We want to be here. That tells me there's enough driving force, because they could put shovel to ground next week at that bad spot in Maryland that they shouldn't be at. But they could. They know that. But everyone knows this is where we're going to be. They'll deal with some of these, you know, indignities, slings and arrows, you know, 11th hour change of minds and you know, memes and tweets and whatever else is going to come out. It's happening. Too much money is changing hands. What politicians love is cutting that ribbon. Anybody gets to cut that ribbon is known forever as the person that did X. They don't care about follow-up. They care about that profile build.
The day of the press conference, the phones were full with people saying it's happening. Do you still feel that way? And what is your confidence level the Commanders come back to the RFK site and then it opens in 2030?
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.